Welcome to the Transcendence World Movement Radio Show. This is your host, Christopher Moores, and today we will be talking about awakening souls around the world. And if you'd like to follow along on the website, I've been updating a lot lately and really developing the concept, so it's really coming alive. Check it out. It's called TranscendenceWorldMovement.com. And as many of you know, I also run the big site, CreativeCosmos.org. And it's been fun to start up this other site on this other idea and again, begin with a clean canvas and allow it to develop in the ways that the information takes it. Because this is what we're all about, information. Meaning the information in your hands. Much of what we talk about may seem new or unusual to the Western mind, but has long been tradition in the East. It has been well known and well established, and we simply must inform the populace so that they can have all the information to make the best decisions they possibly can for themselves. And so we will highlight anything and everything that we feel important to bring to your attention. And on the new site, TranscendenceWorldMovement.com, I'd like you to check out the forum. I'm trying to build a really good forum that will facilitate expression and the examination of the transcendence ideas and the input of wisdom from you. Speaking of wisdom from you, if you'd like to give me a call, I believe we can tonight. And here's the number. Give it a try anyway. 877-876-5227. And on this theme, awakening souls around the world, I wanted to take the opportunity of Memorial Day to honor another type of warrior than what we usually think about. And it's the spirit warrior. And all those who have protected truth throughout history so that we have it available today at our disposal. They have done us a great service and have made many sacrifices along the way. And you know some of their names, men like Socrates and Jesus. And later, many of the masters, I don't know how many of you out there know this, but India has reached out to America with love in the last few decades, sending teachers over and trying to do the very thing that we are doing here on the show, put the information in your hands that meets you where you are and will facilitate for you the transition that begins on its own. And if we resist, then we suffer. Because we cannot deny the information which is out there and apparent and obvious and clear. It's simple information. Many limited and somewhat childish ideas have stuck around for some time in many people's minds. And it is not to be judged. It is simply to be understood. And often, there have been traditions in various cultures throughout our history. And they knew that they were doing that. They knew that they were creating a condition of a pocket of space outside of time. Welcome to the Transcendence World Movement. Everybody, pardon the brief delay. I had expressed a few things, and I'm going to try to express them again. All right. Got the confirmation that we are loud and clear worldwide on this Memorial Day. Welcome to the show, Transcendence World Movement. And the name of the show is called Awakening Souls Around the World. And if you'd like to follow along with the program, check out the TranscendenceWorldMovement.com website. I've been developing it quite a bit lately and have added many new features, including a very user-friendly forum that I hope will help facilitate the expression of ideas related to the transcendence. I would really like an influx of ideas from you, the listener. And if you would like to participate in the show tonight as well and share some ideas, give me a call. Toll free, 877-876-5227. And I thought that tonight it would be a wonderful opportunity on this Memorial Day to honor another kind of warrior, a type of warrior that we don't always think about. They're the spirit warriors who have protected truth throughout history and have made many personal sacrifices, sometimes even their lives, so that we today would have it available as part of the resources that will assist us in going through the transformation to a higher consciousness that many of us are feeling these days. And you know many of these spirit warriors' names. Some of them are people such as Socrates and Jesus. And much later, also, there are many instances, wherever you find a man of truth, you find sacrifices being made, and many times the ultimate sacrifice. That's what it takes to ground the truth and make it happen. You have to be willing to risk. Even if nothing bad comes upon you, you still have to be willing to risk everything for what you stand for, because that's an attitude. That's a type of being. It's a being who's whole, a being who stands by themselves, understanding that, yes, we may make a mistake here or there, but it's nothing to fret over. In fact, oftentimes, those are our best learning situations, and we can expand even more and always sharpen our intelligence and add new knowledge to our being. And it is important to bring up that though to the Western mind much of what we talk about may seem new, may seem odd, may seem different, but in the East it has been completely in their awareness for thousands of years, because the truth itself, the eternal truth beyond time, place, and situation is one and the same. The wellspring from the source reveals all to each who enter therein. So I thank the sages throughout the ages for their sacrifice and integrity. And we must then take up the mission as our own and live in or represent truth in our world where we live today. And then we bring forth the realization that all these people, all the musicians, all the artists, all the spiritual and holy people, we build upon that wave, and it has yet to break free through the surface and surround the earth in love. But this is where we are going. To set this free, we open up to the energies available today and in the aura of the earth. And we have no fear. We must conquer our fear. As I was speaking earlier today with a friend, that the only control anyone can have over you is if you still have fear. Otherwise, the only thing they could do is kill your body. So what? Yet we will remain. So when you come to terms with your own mortality and understand the value of your own intuition, inner voice, and destiny inherent in your incarnation on the planet in the first place, because you would not be here haphazardly. You're here for a reason, and that reason is to discover who you truly are. You're not simply the body that has been born and lived this small life. And you're not simply the mind and all the information you've accrued through one lifetime of experience, no matter how much there has been. Meditation gives us space from knowledge. And then we can shoot our own light through the mind matrix and explain ourselves with refined precision, not allowing the thoughts to dictate to us how we live our lives. Because if we are simply moving through life, continuing the habits that have been impressed upon us, we have yet to make a choice that is truly our own, and so have yet to have the value that that brings, the strength that making a decision and standing behind it brings. And this is something that we can learn from the sages through the ages. Nothing in the world could sway them from what they knew to be true in themselves, because they found that which is eternal outside of time. And when you get free of that perspective that is so small, you can understand why it might have been a little scary in the first place to make that leap. But you will understand and be overjoyed that all that you ever thought could be possible and more is there. And you can't even imagine it yet. You don't even know what it's going to be like yet. I could paint the most magnificent picture possible, and yet it pales to the truth of realization. This is a whole new way of considering information as well. I've had some people ask me, and it's a good question, well, how do I read those blogs on the internet? You know, how do I read all these materials? There's so much out there. How do I read it? And what do I do with it all? And I say, simply expose yourself to it. You know, don't judge it. Don't consider, just see it. Be aware of it. Soak it up. Let it pass through. And that's key. Because even if you agree with something, you don't want to hold on to it, because that will become a limitation in the next subsequent moment. A blockage. That's why sometimes even the positive can be more tricky than the negative. Because, you know, we always hear affirm this, affirm that, always be positive and try to always, you know, but that can also be an obstacle. That can also be a barrier to our freedom. Because what we really want to be is expansive, unbounded, free to be, limitless. And we can get there. That's what meditation brings, that spaciousness, that all-pervasiveness, that calm that does not get troubled with trivialities. And you never forget the ultimate perspective, and that we are spirit made flesh to have an earthly experience. And there is indeed a tremendous influx of energies from the astral planes. I encourage you to become aware of the beings that are all around you. As I often say, wherever there are people, there are spirits. And when, you know, if you go to some place where there are a lot of people, you know, if it seems like a focal point on the earthly plane, it may well be so on the astral plane. I think I first started hearing that concept years ago when I read the Robert Monroe books. If you haven't read those, I strongly recommend it for any human being as part of understanding life here. Those Robert Monroe books, I believe, let's see, Journeys Out of the Body, Far Journeys, and Ultimate Journey. Pretty close. That's enough to get you where you need to go to pick those up. And they're magnificent explanations of aspects of the astral plane. One of which is Robert Monroe speaks of the spirits throwing each other a rote. And what that is a packet of information. So you don't have to go through this whole explanation. You can just send the information complete to your friend, and whenever your friend wants to open up and allow it to reveal itself, they can do so instantly, and now it's a part of their knowledge base. So really, we're kind of, on this show, throwing you a rote in that sense, but I'm talking it all out. I'm talking all the information out in ways that hopefully you can understand. I truly believe that these lessons from the Eastern wisdom traditions, when combined with our own Western culture, do pave a roadmap to set the soul free. Because all the works of art which are designed to inspire are to awaken your soul. And that's what we're talking about today, awakening souls around the world. And once your soul is awakened, the next time you see a picture of that sort, it won't be quite the same, because you're already awakened. And you will then appreciate it from the perspective of, aha, I see what the artist is doing there. And appreciate the artist's understanding in their own contemplations of the universe. And this is what I've been talking about a lot lately to my friends, is you don't have to even arrive to the source or to truth through only one path, because we can burn through every path, go through every mental pathway, go through every possibility, go through every combination, and know the result of all of it. And if we don't identify necessarily with one track, we can have all that in our awareness, all that at our disposal as we meet each new moment. And this is a miraculous life, living in harmony with the soul, connected to the source, every moment of your life. You become so full that you overflow and you shower blessings everywhere you go. And then just to be near that energy of where the aura is healthy and the source is shining it to the farthest corners of the universe, because there is no limit. We can become one with all things. This is another aspect of that meditative space. You know, many times we've heard that phrase, one with all things, one with all things. What does that mean? But as we go to more and more complex dimensions, we start to see how that works, how in the center we do indeed all meet. And that center is even now pumping a life force and to each and every one of us. But we don't always pay attention to the life force. We don't notice it, so we feel disconnected. We feel as if we're an island unto ourselves, when in fact we are all connected, whether we know it or not, and whether we like it or not. We are all one. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It is so. Even as the sun is in the sky, and you can go out there and have a look at it, which, if you were truly consider yourself standing on the planet Earth that is rotating in outer space, and feel that sunlight, and realize that that is the center of our solar system that we are in direct contact with. Now that is living. That is being alive. That is having an attitude of gratitude and a soul full of wonder, where you can appreciate every little thing that comes into your life and the miraculous nature behind all manifestation. The soul is the link to the source. And we are going to talk in just a few moments a little bit more about how to get in touch with it. Right this moment, I'm going to play one of my old school tunes. I've been selecting tunes of a nature that go with the transcendence theme. And this song is called Elite.
There is a ruling elite. There is a ruling elite. They've got the money. They've got control. There is a ruling elite.
And I hope everyone out there is enjoying their Memorial Day. And we've been discussing the topic, Awakening Souls Around the World. And we are honoring a different type of warrior tonight, the spirit warrior, those who made personal sacrifices throughout our known history to keep truth alive in oppressive times, and to have been strong enough to stand behind what they knew to be true. And we're going to continue to find ways to awaken the soul. And one thing we must cover is become aware of that which seeks to block our soul from being set free. Before I bust into all that, if you're out there tonight, I just want to say hello for the Memorial Day, or have a comment about the show, or something that's going on in your life, go ahead, give me a buzz. 877-876-5227. So we must speak of the first thing that locks the soul out of the body, and that is ideology. Belief in ideas as absolutes, excluding huge parts of reality and insisting on having our own way. We only hurt ourselves if we take that approach, and we simply reinforce ego and build a wall bigger and bigger between us and the truth. We dig ourselves into a deeper and deeper hole the farther we go down that path. And it becomes harder and harder to face the truth. That's why people protect their beliefs so intensely. And because also if you pop the balloon of belief, it will sting, hurts your feelings, feel embarrassed that you've been believing something that is not true, like someone's taken something from you, like you've been taken advantage of. But it's much better to feel that and to go through that and become aware of that and enable for yourself a better life. I can tell you from my experience that the universe does not seek to limit us in our realization, that taking one path and claiming it is the only path just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And what often happens is those who seek to reinforce their belief might make an enemy out of some other belief. And it's convenient for both of them because it's holding the illusion in place that they have some substance on their own. But this is simply the energy that we give it. And this is going on enormously in America today. This is what propaganda is. I know most people probably are familiar with the basic idea of propaganda, but when I really think about it, I wonder how many really understand the deeper areas of it, how it really becomes all-pervasive and creates a backdrop in an illusory reality, which then the people that believe in it convince each other that it's so, and they truly believe that that is it, that is all reality is this little idea, this small story, simplified and hammered home. It's just the simplest idea. You bad. They bad. They bad. They scary. They gonna get us. They bad. Woo, they scary. They gonna be bad. Oh, jeez. Come on. You gotta not believe that. You gotta allow yourself to consider things. All kinds of things. And don't be distracted. Your life is too valuable. It's too important of an opportunity, what we have here on the planet Earth. We're not here to seize upon something and sacrifice our life because of it. We're here to expand our life, to integrate and assimilate all that will awaken within us our intrinsic and inherent truth. And when you give yourself over to another's system of belief, an idea which is not your own, you are essentially giving away your power. You're giving away your personal power. You're saying, I acquiesce my right to think things through for myself. I acquiesce my right to resist a concept or to disagree. I am pledging that I will now go along with the group and stand by the group and defend the group. But as soon as you're there, your truth is nowhere. You've already off your center. You've already compromised. And though you may fiercely defend it, you do not know that you only defend your own prisons. But with the soul not in there, you have yet to link to that perspective. You see, when people speak of their awakening, they have an event where they contact their soul for the first time. You know, the soul may be sending you messages, but you may not have room for it. If you are full of worldly affairs. Now, and I'm not saying you don't do worldly things. You do whatever you want to do. But your inner world should not be dominated by the outer world. In fact, your inner world should bring your outer world into harmony with you. That is what an aware person does. They create their own space. They create the kind of world that they want to live in. Because they understand it's not only good for them, it's good for others, but it's also good for yourself. And this was really a point in my own meditation and my own self-discovery that truly sank home early on. I realized that by holding to my ego so firmly, I often was led down a path which created chaos in my life, which created obstacles that didn't need to be there, which created discord with people who could have been my friends, who maybe wanted to be. But I didn't understand yet. And then I came to understand how one hurts themselves through serving ego, and how painful it was to let that go, how hard it was to let it go. Because one of my spiritual mentors, Shabda, who I've mentioned before, told me it's like sticky glue on your auric field that it just wants to stay there, and you just got to wipe it off and keep wiping it off, and eventually you'll get through it. But ego and emotional pain and all these kind of things want to reassert themselves. And so this is one thing I've been explaining to friends as well, to throw it out, to throw all these poisons out of the body, you know. And I've mentioned before as well on other shows that you must be willing to go to the extreme in your own self-exploration. You have to let things get out of hand. I mean, we're so ramped down, controlled right now that, you know, if you let loose with a scream or a yelp or a howl, you scare people. They're scared. You make a loud noise in a public place, see what happens. And that's crazy. To live in tension like that, we're under psychic oppression. Hello, people of the earth. We are under psychic oppression. And it is up to you to break the spell. And as each one of us breaks the spell, we will build momentum for truth to be set free. To make the sacrifices of the spirit warriors of the past have the value they deserve, we must continue to build upon their work. And make it not just an idea or a far-fetched thought, but we must bring it to earth. We must make it a reality. We must live it and fear not the judgment of others. And be not concerned about perhaps somebody being upset or, you know, giving you some flack for speaking your mind, because I guarantee it will happen. As soon as you speak your mind and stand behind it, some people will want to break it and bring you back to the fold. But it is up to you in that moment to make the decision that no matter what, you're going to stand your ground, because you know what the truth is for yourself, and you will not allow anybody to persuade you or knock you off of that understanding. So, in awakening the soul, as we said earlier, we get space from the mind and the content within the mind, and then we can sort out where everything that is contained within the mind comes from. You see, it's all tangled up in knots. Our thoughts are all tangled up in knots. And if we haven't taken the time to truly figure out where everything that's in there came from, then we are bound to be confused and make mistakes and create problems for ourselves. And we have no way of living consistently, living easily, because things become so difficult. We are torn. We are split, caught between two worlds. So it's important to get that space and get that center within yourself that, you know, it's like the center of a cyclone, the eye of a hurricane. There is space, and much happens around it. But in the center, there's space. And in your center, there is space. And this space is awareness when consciousness becomes awakened. And from the space, we can also see the lost parts of ourselves. Because if we were hurt in the past and we really wanted to express ourselves, but we're not able to, did not have the strength, then there's a part of us that remains in that moment from the past. And this is the pain that brings people down. This is the burden that they carry every day that lurks underneath even the happiest of moments. And you never know when it's going to come out, jump to the front, take you over, and harm you, and maybe harm someone you love. And then you judge yourself, and perhaps go into denial, which creates even more stress and strife for yourself and those around you. And it becomes a cycle that never ends, a living hell. And it need not be that way. So we find these lost parts of ourselves. And when you find a lost part of yourself, it will come in and you will cry. That is how it enters in. It's almost as if you mourn the loss, and that understanding helps reinvigorate it. You give compassion and love to that person that was yourself in the past. You welcome it with open arms, and you do not judge yourself. You be kind to yourself, and you do not judge that energy you're recovering. You be kind to it. And this is the key to recovering those parts of yourself that are frozen in time, lost, and lonely even to this day. You do not judge them. You welcome them home, even as the prodigal son was welcome homed by his father. I believe that's a correct reference out there. Came out of the blue, but I went with it. Sometimes it's the miracle of the mind. When you give it complete freedom and you allow the spirit to move you and choose your language for you, it highlights all kinds of areas of your brain, some that you don't necessarily always have in the front all the time, but anything that you've ever been exposed to can be referenced by spirit in the delivery of the message. And sometimes it's interesting, sometimes it's intricate, sometimes it's peculiar, sometimes it winds on and on and on, this way and that, and this way and that, and you never know where it might go. And going with this flow is a thrill. Life becomes an adventure. Every moment brings rewards and lessons and gifts and potential friendships and opportunities to share your heart. And when you share your heart, be not dependent upon the reaction to that expression. If somebody rejects your love, love again. And then we will have the integrity and the strength and the courage and charisma to change the outer world to match the inner world. Because if we're stuck in a rut, if we're stuck in old habit patterns, if we're stuck in relationships that have been frozen for ages, we might have to shake it up. Shake things up. And that's just fine. And when you do shake things up, know that this is a step towards understanding and when you find your new talents, your new abilities, and that which truly brings you joy, then you contribute to the world which you were brought here to contribute to the whole. And the more of us that do that, the more we will bring this energy to the world, and eventually we begin linking up in a type of synergy which is more than the sum of its parts takes over. Because then the life force can truly express itself through the people working in harmony, and the possibilities for manifestation and creative solutions increase exponentially. So again tonight, we honor the spirit warriors of the past who made what we're experiencing today possible by keeping truth alive, by keeping hope alive, by keeping our own future as a species alive. We thank them. And we can take all that is good from the past and reinvigorate it as part of ourselves in the present. And then we incorporate and to move farther, we take the steps forward ourselves. And we value ourselves enough to realize that it is us. Yes, you, who is listening to my voice. You wouldn't be listening to my voice if you weren't one of the people destined to take up this mission as your own and bring your higher self into the body, connect with the source, and bring your own truth into the existence and into the lives of all of humanity. We can soak up the best of each other. When we are whole, when we are at peace with ourselves, this is where we live every moment of every day. Never forget. When you're awake, when you're sleeping at night, because even at night, there's another saying from the East. Even at night, the yogi is awake. Even while asleep, the yogi is awake. Which means that you can maintain presence in this way of approaching life. Because when you are free from the mind and the emotions and living in this space, you pass from the waking state to the dream state seamlessly. It is simply more phenomenon, more experience, more lessons learned, more interaction. Your dream life can become very real and very influential when you understand and are able to maintain continuity into sleep. Try that tonight when you lay down to bed. Allow your body to go into sleep, but continue to watch. And you may feel a heavy pull to let go and disappear, but hang in there. Just keep yourself watching, awake, inside, deep inside. And then you can watch as sleep takes over, as your body falls into a smooth and steady breathing rhythm. As your heart continues to beat, even as the heartbeat of the Absolute does, one and the same heart that beats all things. When you can be centered here, there, and everywhere, as the Beatles say, then you are indeed an awakened soul, and you chart your own destiny on this wonderful planet we are all enjoying here together. Well, thank you for joining me today on this Memorial Day. I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful and absolutely tremendous rest of your day, and I will do the same. We're going to close tonight with a song of mine called Here We Go Again.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Every time I look around, oh, here we go again, here we go again, every time I look around. look around.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.